Well, hello folks, it's the 30th of April, 2014, and I'm Rocky G in Sacramento, California. Everybody probably knows that by now, but in case you didn't, now you do. And I've sort of held off on putting my own thoughts of about the new Audio Boo app out here, because I knew there would just be so much of it. I didn't want to just be redundant, and I wanted some time to play with it, because initially I thought, oh, this is exciting. And I wanted to see, really, if I had any places that were broken. If I were Ian Cath over there in Australia, I would not be a happy soul. Apparently Ian lost some drafts, which is really, really too bad. I wish so badly, Ian, that I could trade your experience for mine, because I have drafts that are there in my drafts folder. I've gotten rid of most of them, but I do have a few little things, and mostly they're travel clips. I've got some stupid dog things too, and I think, who wants to hear that? No people. But, you know, I kept them because they were kind of cute, and the day will come when I will want to covet every piece of audio like that. You know, after she's gone, I'll think, oh my god, I wish I had recorded this, I wish I had recorded that. But I didn't want to, you know, inflict my all this on my timeline. I put pieces up, and I keep meaning to go to the site and just download these drafts because they're kind of interesting. There's maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them. But they've been sitting here for a while. And I know when I got this most recent update to Audio Boo a few weeks ago, a week or so ago, what it said to me, I opened the app and I have my apps updating automatically, so I know a lot of people don't do that. I'm an iOS user with this particular platform anyway. I'm using iOS, and I just let the updates come in because I figure I'm going to go into the App Store and click the Update All button manually anyway. I have no way of knowing where they broke in accessibility 90% of the time, unless I happen to hear somebody complaining about, you know, an app just being completely, you know, rendered unusable with voiceover after an update. Usually I have to update it and open it and go, oh, great, they broke it. But that happens anyway. So I thought, you know what? So many apps here, let it just update them and I'll find them as I find them and report them. Because they're going to be, the updates are going to be broken anyway if they break accessibility. My holding off isn't going to make the update more usable. It's still going to have to be fixed by the developer if they're going to do it. So I figure, hell with it, let it go. So I didn't even realize the update had come down. I opened the app and it said, updating your library. Nothing about delete or upload your drafts. I never got any kind of message like that. I just got a screen, and the only message on the screen was updating your library. And it sat there for a while. It was a few minutes. I thought, oh my god, is it broken or what? And I decided just leave it alone and let it do its thing and see what it does. And lo and behold, my drafts are still here. My boos are still intact. I had some things that I was planning to send out that were sitting in my drafts folder. I was able to title them accordingly and send them out. God, I wish, like anything that I had, you know, wish I could trade with somebody who actually lost data that was really interesting, because my data was preserved, and you know what? Most of you would think it's really boring. So I feel so bad when I see people losing data. I have been really, really, knock on wood, lucky. I have not had too many issues with updates. I did have one boo, finally, yesterday, that was a direct message to somebody that I paused it. I got a GSM call in the middle of my recording of the boo. And when the call was done, I thought, well, I'll just resume where I left off. I couldn't play and I couldn't continue recording. I could title the message. I could close it out, you know, exit and save it in my drafts, but I couldn't go back and do anything with it until I went in actually and killed Audio Boo off, went into the app switcher and forced, you know, closed the app, reopened it, and then the message was fine. I could work with it again. that is the only time and the only anomaly that I've seen that has been funky. Otherwise, my experience has been a very positive one, really. I just want to say that a couple of things. Number one, yes, they did remove the 3-2-1 timer. I didn't even notice because I've turned mine off months ago. I like to click the record button and know that it's recording right away. And there's been some question out here about whether or not this is an accessibility problem. And I'd like to really set the record straight. People may prefer the timer, but the timer does not make the recording screen accessible. The missing recording timer, the lack of the 3-2-1 timer, does not render the recording screen inaccessible. So, I always want to just tread. I don't mean to step on anybody. I know a lot of people like it, and I mean no disrespect there. But I always want to kind of tread cautiously when we start talking about what access is, because now I'm seeing sighted developers out here going, well, geez, if you take that screen away, how do the voiceover users know when it's recording? And I think, oh, man. So right now I have the control at the bottom of the screen. It says pause recording. If I tap on it, it's going to say resume recording. Right above that, I have the little countdown timer that tells me how much time is remaining, and that time is counting down. I can see that. So the screen is fine. It reads just fine. Some of us use the timer and some of us don't. I am one who doesn't. In any recording apps, you know what? There's so many recording apps that I use on iOS, and you click the record button and it's recording. It's just that this is not everything comes with a countdown timer. And I actually had a little more trouble knowing when to start. I would pause an extra half second with the recording timer enabled. Don't ask me why. It was just a weird anomaly. So I like to hit the record button. Bam, it's recording. I hit it again. It stops. That's just me. No offense intended to anybody, but it certainly doesn't make the screen more or less accessible. Some folks may find it very useful. I did not, but others obviously do, and it's just a matter of preference. The commenting is awesome. Awesome, awesome. As a user, I've really, really been hoping for this for years now. I see already that it changes the landscape just tremendously. It's so much easier to just drop a one-line comment rather than replying with an audio comment. Sometimes my preference is to respond with audio, but if it's somebody I don't know very well, sometimes they're really cool about it, and sometimes they just are weird about it. So I love the fact that I can drop a text comment in, especially if I don't really know somebody, and they can choose to acknowledge it or respond or not at their leisure. They know I heard their boo, but they don't have to suffer through a direct message or a comment that they may or may not hear. This is huge. And if you want to talk about leveling the playing field, I think making the controls that are available on the website, like the trimming of audio, but especially the in-app commenting, is tremendous. And personally, I really commend the Audio Boo team. I don't know what direction they're going in. Obviously, they're striving to be more commercial. You know, this is a corporation. The way corporations make money is not off of its end users, so they're trying to do something very different. But they did implement the in-app commenting, and that was for us. You know, so many people have said it, the BBC and all of the other big entities, podcasters, whatever, they don't care about our little text comments. You know, that was something that was done for the end users, the folks who use Audio Boo for personal messaging and stuff the way I do. Casual users, let's say, maybe. Or end users, or I don't know. I think I'm a pretty serious user, but I don't make Audio Boo very much money, so they still included this. I'm very happy that they've chosen to do it, and hoping that they'll update the Android app in a similar manner for those Droid users. But personally, I'm very happy with it. I like it. Love the extended recording time, even if there is a little bit of a degradation in quality for things recorded into the app. And I think it's great. I think It's great. Just my thoughts on it. Thanks for listening.